WJTL Emerson Day, get behind me. Good morning to you. Happy Thursday at 7:05.
The new 2D animated movie Light of the World powerfully illustrates how Jesus of Nazareth changed the world forever and still changes lives today. Light of the World, it opens tomorrow. You can listen all day for chances to win a pair of passes to see the movie. Get all the details you need at lightoftheworld.com.
This morning, our special guest, our friend Corey Pennypacker, is here. She is the CEO of Bible to School. Corey, good morning to you.
Good morning, Fred.
We love having you here. How's it going?
I love being here. It's going really great. Yeah, school year started. We're ready to roll.
Isn't it crazy how fast it happens? So yes. Tell everybody about Bible to School.
Sure. Bible to School equips moms, dads, grandparents, communities to teach the Bible to public school children during school hours. So it's not before school, it's not after school, it's actually during school. So typically over lunch and recess, kids go off site. That's what makes it legal, because somebody out there is saying, how is that legal?
Right.
You have to go off site, you have to have parental permission, and no tax dollars can be used. And it's you can do this in all 50 states.
That's amazing. How many states are you doing Bible to School in?
We are in four. We're doing Pennsylvania, of course we started here. We are in Idaho, North Carolina, and just recently, the great state of Texas.
That's amazing. And you're expanding otherwise, not just throughout, you know, the states of the U.S., but here in Pennsylvania, you are expanding. Tell us about that.
Absolutely. We are expanding. We just went into, we're on 53 schools this year. So in Pennsylvania, we're in 36.
Wow.
So we still want to go more. So I want to put a shout out there to anybody in Hempfield or Lampeter-Stroudsburg or Pequot Valley. Those are the ones that we would love to get into. We even have people who are saying, I can pay for this for you.
Yeah.
And so we're excited if anybody wants to contact us.
And how do they do that? They do it through the website?
Through the website, Bible2School.com. That's Bible2School.com. And we'd love to talk to you. But yeah, our programs are getting up and running in a few weeks here. We let the kids settle in at school first, and then we start at the end of September, beginning of October. But the kids are bused or walk off site, Fred, and they get this amazing dynamic Bible program for an hour, and it is really, really impactful.
And I love that you partner with the churches to make that happen, too. That's great.
Oh, yes. The churches, the community, the business leaders, everybody wants this, and we're excited to help.
How about grades? What grades is this available for?
Sure. This is available in second, third, fourth, and now, this year, fifth grade. So we're
awesome.
Very excited.
You're expanding that way, too.
We have over 20-some classes who are starting in fifth graders, and they beg. They say, please, can we have it next year?
That's awesome. So I'm imagining you need volunteers to make this happen. How does that work?
We do. Volunteers can also come to our website and check it out. It is something that they do. It's 2 hours a week. So they half an hour to help set up. They have the kids for an hour, and then a half an hour to clean up. So that 2 hour time, you are with the kids. We have the curriculum for you. You're in small groups with them. You are supported by this team. And, you know, just talking to the kids, you know, how was your week? And, you know, we prayed for your grandmother. How's she doing? And teaching the kids at a very basic level just who God is, Fred. They don't even know who God is.
Wow. It's amazing. Any great stories about how God has worked through Bible to School?
Yeah, sure. So I said kids don't know who God is. About 54% of our kids last year had no church home. So we had a little girl who came, and we did not know that she was being bullied in school. And she came in, and she sat beside another little girl, and it happened to be the bully. And they were doing forgiveness, Joseph and his brothers, and how do I forgive others? And it was so impactful. These kids are just drinking it in. And the girl who was bullying her leaned over and whispered, I'm really sorry. Will you forgive me?
Wow.
And a friendship started at Bible to School. Like, they are hungry for God's word, and it makes sense. It's truth. It's God's word is truth and light in the public school system.
Bible School, shining the light. You can find out whether your school has this or not. And if they don't, you can help get it to be a part of what's happening there. BibleToSchool.com is the place to visit. We'll talk more with Corey coming up, so stick around. More music on the way, too. Big Daddy Weave is next.